All right, so today we're taking a deep dive into Unparalleled Now.
Okay.
I found their website and immediately got sucked in.
Yeah. What'd you find?
Well, first off, it's run by these two creators, Jade and Joelle.
Huh?
And they've got this incredible mix of projects going on. Like we're talking pop culture commentary, personal growth stuff, even a video game.
Wow, that's quite a range for just two people.
Right. They've got these bios for their hosts, Jade Bonet and Joelle Monáe. And I'll just say they're definitely going for a bold first impression.
Yeah.
Yeah, like we're here to shake things up kind of vibe. Redefining podcasting, pretty ambitious.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
And their website does this great job of bringing it all together.
A lot of creatives struggle with that, you know? Creating a central hub that showcases their work, it's crucial in the digital age.
Totally. And their tagline really caught my eye.
Oh, yeah. What's it say?
Every person has their own narrative, and it's not our place to judge the veracity of their experiences until we listen to those who are directly involved.
Interesting.
What do you make of that, especially with your background in media?
It's a bold statement for sure. You don't see that kind of vulnerability too often. It makes you wonder what kind of stories are they drawn to and what kind of conversations are they trying to start?
Right. It's like they're inviting you to challenge your own assumptions.
Absolutely. And that's what makes for truly compelling content.
Speaking of compelling, two projects on their site really jumped out at me. First, there's this piece called My First Ballet.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one written by Joelle, right, when she was only 16.
Yeah. Apparently, it's all about her experience performing for the first time.
Wow, the pressure of that at 16 must have been a roller coaster of emotions.
And then there's Jade Runner. Have you ever heard of a video game designed as a gift from parents to their child?
That's a new one. What an interesting concept, though I'm not surprised given their tagline. Clearly, they're all about pushing boundaries and exploring new ways to connect.
All right, well, let's start with My First Ballet. What struck you about the excerpt they shared?
Well, it's interesting you bring that up because wasn't the ballet aspect that grabbed me so much as the emotion? Like, you get this sense of nervous energy, the anticipation of being backstage, ready to go on. It's something a lot of performers can relate to, no matter their art form.
You know, that reminds me of something I was thinking about, how My First Ballet really captures that feeling of vulnerability, you know, like putting yourself out there.
Totally.
Yeah.
And it made me think, how cool would it be to see a video game that captures that same rawness?
Ooh, I like where you're going with this.
It's like what they're doing with Jade Runner, creating this whole experience, this digital world as a gift. It's so personal, so intimate.
It really makes you wonder, what would that even look like? A game designed not just to be fun, but to evoke those kinds of feelings.
Right. Is it about the challenge, the visuals, the story? Or is it about something deeper, something that resonates on a more emotional level?
It's like they're pioneering a whole new genre of game design, emotionally driven gaming.
Exactly. And that got me thinking from a technical standpoint, how do you even begin to translate those feelings into a playable experience?
Good question. I mean, we've seen games that try to evoke emotions, sure. But to have that be the driving force behind the design,
Yeah.
that's something else entirely.
It speaks to the power of video games as a medium, doesn't it? We often think of them as pure entertainment, but they have this incredible potential to tell stories, to create empathy, to make us feel things in a way that other art forms can't always achieve.
Absolutely.
Right?
And it makes me even more curious about Jade Runner. Like, what can we glean about the game itself from the little bit of information they've shared? I'm still stuck on their tagline. Every person has their own narrative, and it's not our place to judge the veracity of their experiences until we listen to those who are directly involved.
It's like the foundation of their whole creative philosophy, right?
Exactly. And it makes me think about the possibilities with Jade Runner. I mean, what if they use this game to tell stories that we don't often hear?
You mean like using a video game to give a voice to the voiceless?
Yeah, it's not something you see every day.
Yeah. And imagine the impact it could have, especially with Jade being so young. It could inspire a whole generation of gamers to think differently about the stories they tell and the people they choose to represent.
That would be incredible. I mean, we always talk about how gaming can be a powerful tool for change.
Right. And here you have these two creators who are actively trying to make that change happen. It's refreshing to
It
see.
is, and it makes me even more excited to see what they do next.
Me too. Who knows? Maybe Jade Runner is just the beginning.
Maybe it's the start of a whole new wave of storytelling in gaming.
One that prioritizes empathy, authenticity, and giving a platform to those who need it most.
We're diving deep into their website, their promo materials, all that good stuff.
Because we know you're busy, right? We're cutting through the noise to see if unparalleled now is truly offering something unique, or if it's just, you know, more of the same.
Okay, so right off the bat, you really scrutinize their strategy. And this is where I get excited getting into the nitty-gritty.
Love it.
Gets the wheels turning.
It does make you think. What stories are out there waiting to be told, and how can we use our own platforms to amplify those voices?
Such a powerful question. And
Yeah.
for our listeners out there, I encourage you to ask yourselves the same thing. This deep dive has been all about exploring the intersection of creativity, technology, and social impact. What an inspiring thought to end on. And I hope it's inspired you to think about the ways you can make a difference in the world, too. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into Unparalleled Now.
It's been a pleasure.